Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Hey, glad you're with us. Full crew here today, Bob Kelly and Dima. Looking forward to spending the next hour with you. Got a baseball coach from South Al, Michael Wood, going to be joining us. He helps with hitting, does the recruiting coordinating for the Jaguars, and that, of course, is where the Golden Eagles are headed tonight. We'll be breaking that game down here in just a few minutes. Going to hear from Ben Higdon a little later. Golden Eagle fans hoping that he hits the ball well this weekend. And then in the third segment, Kelly and I have been waiting for this all week. We have security out front.
Armored car.
Yes, we've had to hire private security as Dima will do his Golden Eagle picks for the weekend. And yeah. Dima? Well, I hope things go. Look, he's hiding. He's wearing a hat and sunglasses. Yes. He's hiding.
I've never had to wear a bulletproof vest into the studio.
Oh, see, and I thought you'd just been working out.
No, this is a bulletproof vest, and you know, it's weird. I was greeted by the Secret Service this morning, and I didn't really know what was going on.
We've taken care of security issues.
Yeah,
Dima.
I noticed.
Of course, Dima actually picked the Golden Eagles to lose the series last weekend, and got shall we say. A lot of people listen to the show, Dima. Let's just put it that way.
I was going to say, gee, he did?
Yeah, so I was saying, that doesn't come as news to anybody, apparently.
All right, let's go down to Mobile. Michael Wood is the recruiting coordinator, helps with hitting for the South Al Jaguars, and we're really happy to have him on the show here on game day. Coach, the Jags are 25-16, 10-8 in the league. You guys have won three straight. It sounds like to me that you're playing well right now with the 20th-ranked Golden Eagles rolling into town.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. We're excited. We're excited about the weekend, and we are we're playing well, and you know, we got good leadership and good guys, and it's been a fun season so far.
Safe to say it's kind of a bounce back year for South Allen. You've been a little down the last couple of years, but what has been the difference so far this year, Coach?
I would say the leadership, the character of the guys we have. Obviously, it starts with the head of the snake, Mark Calvi. But you got some older guys that you can rely on that grew up in the program. Mitchell here tonight, Duncan Matthews behind the plate, Ethan Melton, some of those guys and their leadership that they have provided all year, I would say has probably been one of the biggest bright spots for us.
Coach Wood, Bill Quinlan of the Sporting News, when he was talking about your team, writing about your team, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it's pretty close. He said, when looking at this South Alabama team, there's nothing offensively or defensively that's really sexy about this team, but they find ways to win. I don't know if that's a compliment or a stab, but but is that kind of an accurate depiction of you guys? No superstars? You're just getting it done?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of talented players, but like I said, guys, I think the leadership is the biggest thing that stands out. And obviously, I spoke on our head coach, but some of the guys that have grown up in our program that have been here 2, 3, 4 years, and when you have players like that and you sprinkle it in with some, you know, junior college transfers and transfer portal players that are also high character guys, you get a group that we have that is, you know, really fun to be around because they enjoy playing together, competing for one another. They do, you know, all the other stuff that goes along with the day-to-day basis of college baseball, the weight room and the traveling and practice days. And they have fun together. They have fun with it. And when you have that and good leadership, I think, you know, you're always going to have a chance to win.
Yeah, but, man, this series this weekend, you're just a game behind the Eagles in the conference standings. You got three of them at your place, three games at your place. But Southern Miss maybe – more than a lot of teams, going to be tough to beat no matter where you play them. What are you expecting from Southern Miss this weekend?
I expect them to be extremely competitive, especially on the mound. You know, the pitching staff has gotten great recognition, and rightfully so. You know, that they're not somebody who walks you and gives you free stuff, which we all know can come back to hurt you. So I expect them to be super competitive on the mound. And then they got some pieces, obviously, in that lineup that can hurt you. And we're just excited about the matchup, like we are with any other Sun Belt opponent, to be honest. It's an incredible league that has only gotten better and better. And, yeah.
But you guys have won 3 in a row. What are you doing especially well?
I think we're starting to get the big hit, which is kind of something that we were really successful in early in the year. We were doing really well with you know, the two outs and the runners in scoring position, and we got away from it there a little bit. But I think as of late, we're back to being a really tough team, tough offensive team with two outs, and we're utilizing all three outs that we get. And you know, if we're able to have success with, you know, our leadoff guy getting on, we've been pretty darn good at getting him in.
You know, Coach, not a lot of home runs for you guys, you know, kind of, I guess, not overpowering home run numbers like Southern Miss saw last weekend with Texas State, but you guys put consistent pressure on pitchers to make plays in the infield because your strikeout and walk numbers are so low. So you have a lot of contact with your hitting. I mean, is that a kind of a byproduct of where you see your offense this far in the season?
Yeah, 100%. Drew LeBounty, our hitting coach, has done a phenomenal job, and he always talks about kind of being that Swiss Army knife on offense, you know, being able to beat you in different ways. So there's some weekends where, you know, we have to focus on some other things other than maybe the long ball, or, mm-hmm. you know, there's other days that we can, you know, try to slug and try to be super aggressive. I think we have the players to be able to be that Swiss Army knife, but it's something that we try to pride ourselves on for sure, is being a dynamic offense.
Just curious, you know, Southern Miss coming in, they obviously added a piece in their rotation last week with Camden Clark. Looks like mm-hmm. he's going to move to Saturday. I mean, is that something that's kind of maybe easier kind of a little bit to prepare now that you've seen him already in a start?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, none of their guys this weekend are somebody that you would say that are easy to prepare for.
Sure.
Like I said, it's such low walk numbers, so you know going in as an offense you have to earn everything, and I think that's the biggest challenge for us, and you know, something that we'll be looking forward to take on.
Coaches, you guys have played through the league so far. Who's the best Sun Belt team from the perspective of South Alabama that you guys have seen?
Well, we did go on the road to Coastal Carolina, you know, and we ended up kind of going blow to blow with them on, it was the Easter weekend, so it was, game one was on Thursday, and they got us, and we bounced back on Friday to get them, and then they had a heck of a matchup there for game three. So that one was super competitive, and I'm not trying to be cliche, but it seems like every weekend in this league's a war. It really is true.
Yeah, there are no easy outs, that's for sure.
But this is a chance this weekend, Coach Wood, that you guys can do your own dirty work. I would imagine mentally and physically, you guys, this is something you've had circled on the calendar for a little bit.
Yeah, we obviously know that, you know, it's a formidable opponent, and you guys always have a great team, and, you know, we do know that there's a lot left in the season, and while this is a big weekend, we know that there's a bunch more big games coming up as well.
Yeah, but it's tough to play us, though, because I know you like us down there, Coach. Your fans.
Right.
your fans love us. You know.
Yeah. Coach, I just wanted real quickly, Kyle Morrison coming back to Mobile, just curious how excited your guys are to face him and see him again and things like that.
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, I mean, he's having another great year, which, you know, without a doubt, right? He's a great hitter, and I'd say he's probably the head of the snake of that lineup as well. And he's going to be a tough out and a competitive kid. And I know we have a bunch of competitors, so, you know, I think the guys that were close to him, you know, on last year's team are looking forward to facing him, and I'm sure he feels the same way.
This should be fun, Bob, this series.
It should be a lot. It always is. Coach, we really appreciate your time. I hope it won't offend you, but the one thing that we just do not want to hear for the next 3 days is the bags are full of Jags. And, I'm sure that you understand that, right?
Of course. Of course. I appreciate you guys having me.
All right. Coach Michael Wood, everybody at South Alabama. Yeah, it's always a good series with those guys, no question.
And I would much rather be in a situation where we have nobody to blame but ourselves. Either team, right? This is, you got an opponent that's right there on your heels in the standings. Yeah, do your own dirty work.
Okay. Saying all the nice things, we're going to curb stomp them. We'll be right back with Ben Higdon. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, that opening segment was sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue. That'd be a great place to go tonight. Take your family for a wonderful meal. They're open 7 days a week, and they do expert catering. And we really do appreciate Justin and all the guys at Dickey's Barbecue. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West. That's out on Highway 98 West. That's where you'll find Matt Warren and his staff. They sell premium Goodyear products. They do truck and auto service, just pretty much anything you need, from brake work, realignments, oil changes. They do it all out there. Eagle Tire, Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, big Southern Miss supporters. And I want to say a quick hello to our friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg and Mobay Beignet Company. And we greatly appreciate their sponsorship.
By the way, Mobay Beignet, Bob, the flavors are peach and lemon.
I bet the peach is good.
I would think so, too.
Yeah, I bet the peach is good.
Peach beignet.
All right, the Golden Eagles set to play tonight, 6:30, I think.
Yes.
We got that right, 30 minutes later than usual. And, of course, we've made no, it's been no secret. Hitting has kind of been off and on. One kid that you really look for to maybe lead the way, and he did about this time last year, Adema, was Ben Higdon.
No doubt. And last, about this time last year, I mean, you know, I kind of compare Caleb Stelly to Ben Higdon because, and kind of like why I've tried to advocate for Stelly kind of getting some more hits, because he's almost in the identical position that Higdon was last year. He wasn't in the lineup, was really struggling, and then just turned it on late. And currently Higdon's kind of doing that now. He hasn't been necessarily dominant. Mm-hmm. He's hit a lot of balls hard. But, you know, he's a guy who you have to leave in there because you know what he can give you. So hopefully he can give him some of that this weekend at South Alabama.
Here he is. Ben Higdon back on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Ben, it was about this time last year that you warmed up, heated up, I guess I should say. I really felt like toward the end of the year you were probably the best player on the baseball team. I get the sense that you're beginning to heat up a little bit again. Your thoughts about how you're feeling right now?
Yeah, I feel great. You know, be able to have these coaches stick with me and keep working with me and get me in this spot. I feel really good right now, and I'm super excited to be able to do it with the rest of these guys for however many games we have left.
I know you injured your hamstring earlier in the year. Any lingering effects from that?
No, it feels great. Our training staff and our coaching staff just kind of nipped that in the butt really quick. And, you know, super thankful for those guys. They do an incredible job at everything they do, and it's all good now.
I think I asked you earlier in the year, you played a lot of left field last year. Now you've kind of anchored down right field. How different is that?
The only real difference, obviously you got a little bit of spin difference, like on a baseball, whether it's a lefty or righty, kind of top spin, side spin or whatever. But the biggest difference, I would say, is the amount of foul ground over in our right field, which is awesome. Like, I can go make plays and be free out there, and it's really good for us to, you know that we have that and be able to use that to our advantage at our home park.
And you play in the corner between the Roost and the 16th ounce lounge, so that has to add a little something,
there's
right?
There's never a dull moment, I'll tell you that much. I've always got, like, this weekend, they're out there messing with those guys and their speaker, and I'm always hearing stuff, and it's mostly good, but some of it's bad, and it's so funny, man. I just, you know, whether good or bad or indifferent, I appreciate the investment that those fans out there have, because they bring it every day, so I really appreciate it.
I watch you guys go on the road sometimes, and you're playing at schools that don't have the following this school has. You're in kind of almost regional atmosphere this weekend. It gets a little chippy Saturday afternoon. That kind of adds to the excitement. I'm going to guess a guy like you would prefer to play in the atmosphere Saturday as opposed to kind of quiet reserve fans.
I love it. I love the atmosphere. You know, it brings so much to us because, like I said, our fans are always invested. But when you get to play in an atmosphere like we did this weekend, it's different, and it's awesome. It's so much fun to have these people really behind you, and it feels like it's 5,500 versus the other team. You know, it's not just us out there. We got everybody else with us, so it's awesome.
Can you guys hear the fans, things that they say, things that they're hollering on the field?
I can hear more than people think, I think. I'm not really sure, but probably more than people think, yeah.
You hear the good and the bad.
The good and the bad and the ugly, no doubt. It's all said, but again, I take it in a sense that they care about us, and you know, you can't be mad about that. Everybody wants the best for this team. I understand that. I know that, and you know, it's good though. I just appreciate the investment.
Yeah. All right, you guys went through a little bit of rough water over the last few weeks, but front five really jumped up this week. Overall, the team looked much better. Wins the series. How can this weekend and that series performance help you guys down this stretch?
Yeah, we actually, believe it or not, talked about it today. We almost view this weekend as like an avalanche. Like, we set off an avalanche. And, you know, that's kind of how we like to play, controlled avalanche. You know, violent and aggressive, but, you know, under control. So getting downhill and playing a game like we were able to play this weekend, and three games like that with just our foot on the gas, and kind of back to how we were talking about earlier, just like Golden Eagle baseball, you know, playing hard and making pitches, making big time swings, and just playing foot to the gas. So, you know, to be able to do that this weekend, we feel that we can carry that forward, no doubt.
You know, Ben, when you guys are hitting with this pitching staff, how they suffocated the number one hitting team in the league this weekend, Southern Miss is going to be really hard to beat.
It's awesome. You know, when we're all clicking on all cylinders, we can beat anybody in the country, and we know that. And it's just a matter of getting there. And I feel like we're on the right track. I feel like we're going to control that avalanche. And it's about, I feel like every time this year, we get hot. So I'm excited.
All right, it's been a long journey for you, and you're a senior now, and you're coming down the stretch here. And I asked one of your teammates, Joey Urban, this earlier today. Emotionally, how do you deal with that?
You know, I'm just so blessed, you know, to be able to do this for 5 years of my life. God's blessed me incredibly. And I, you know, whether it comes to an end now or 15 years down the road, I'm so thankful for it. And coming to grips with that, it hasn't set in yet. I hope that it doesn't have to for a long time. I hope it sets in after the final pitch is thrown in Omaha. And that would be ideal for me. But, you know, just thankful. No doubt about it. Just thankful for everybody that's been a part of my journey and everybody that's supported me along the way.
Do you think about it?
There'll be nights when I lay down in bed and I'm like, man, this is all I got. So I'm going to lay it on the line. And there's a fine line between thinking about it too much and just kind of going out there and playing. So I think it's important to have those thoughts and justify those in your head, and then get back to even mindset and even state and just go play ball.
Yeah. All right, you came here 2 years ago. You've been a huge part of the baseball team. Your thoughts about coming here and what your experience here in Mississippi has meant to you?
Yeah, it's awesome. To my knowledge, there's nowhere else like it. I just am so glad that I was, again, blessed to be able to come here and really be able to make an impact, hopefully on even more than the baseball field, hopefully make an impact on some of these guys' lives and make some lasting friendships and memories. And man, I'm so blessed to be able to have that opportunity.
Well, you know, you've made a lot of fans, and you know a lot of people are awfully happy, man, that you chose to come here.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm glad that they've had me and embraced me with open arms.
Hopefully we're going to have this conversation in Omaha, Nebraska.
I would love to have this conversation, Mr. Bob. That's the goal.
All right, my friend, always good talking to you.
Yes, sir, Bob. Thank you. Appreciate you.
I contend that he's one of the more athletic players on the team, Dima.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think last year. I mean, you're kind of like, man, you know, Carson Pato's been in right field for so long. You know, how in the world are they going to replace somebody like that? And Higdon, to his credit, I mean, out there, for the most part, really, you haven't even batted an eye out there. I mean, you know, and as much as we've talked about some of the deficiencies maybe at shortstop or second base, center field isn't what it used to be, which I know is a high bar, but we really haven't said anything about right field at all. And that's a pretty big shoes to fill for Carson Pato last year. No.
But when you
– I mean, golly.
But when you're not talking about something, that's kind of a sign that everything's okay, right? I mean, I've heard umpires say, look, I hope that they never know who's umpiring the game. It means we did our job, we walked off the field, and we didn't it didn't impact it in a positive or a negative way. We just did our job, and I think it's been pretty consistent.
And this is a bat they consistently need back right here.
They really do. And I don't even necessarily think the long – you know, he had 7 homers last year off the top of my head, right? And I think he has 2 or 3 right now. So I don't necessarily think they need the long ball from him, but they need some average from him in the bottom of the lineup. The, you know, Dre Barrett coming along right now and hitting some long balls on Tuesday night, like that would be huge for them, because then anytime your bottom of the lineup starts hitting long balls, your top of the lineup starts seeing more balls they can hit. For example, like if Dre Barrett starts hitting homers, I think you're going to start seeing Russo get pitched a lot more fastballs, if that makes sense. So, and the reason Gillespie's seeing so much fastballs is because they're kind of pitching the fastball to him and throwing the off speed to Russo. So it's really interesting, all these you know, different dynamics and stuff.
It also takes pressure off the pitching staff as a whole. Obviously, when your teammates go out there and score you some runs, pitchers can go out there in a more relaxed state of mind and better do their jobs, rather than knowing I better not just get the out, I better strike this guy out.
Hey, we're going to have some softball interviews next week, and I understand that you interviewed Cross Sibley's wife yesterday, who plays softball.
Yes.
Did you by chance ask her if she's ever seen him get upset or excited about anything?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Is it a surprising answer?
Not especially. Not especially. But the fact that, to me, it was just surprising that anything would make him upset.
Uh-huh.
But there is.
She's actually seeing Cross upset.
I mean, not upset in terms that you and I would consider to be upset, but you know, let's just say annoyed. I think annoyed would be a better word.
I had no idea my wife could get upset, but yesterday I told her, you know, she's 7 months pregnant. I told her she's over-exaggerating her toughness right now.
You know, Dima, you and I need to sit down and have a chat.
Yes, young Jedi.
I told her basically, it can't be that bad.
Oh, Dima, come on. That didn't go over well, did it, Dima?
Like I said, I didn't know she ever could get upset.
You need to learn the ways of the Force, young Jedi.
He told her being pregnant can't be that bad.
And then after that, I told her the worst part hadn't even come. You haven't given birth yet.
Under D, divorce lawyers in the yellow pages.
Dima. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
I want to thank Michael Wood, baseball coach down at South Alabama, for coming on. We would have brought him on Monday, but we didn't figure he'd be in any mood to talk. So we brought him on today before the beatdown takes place.
Well, we're kind of hoping that's the case.
We're really hoping that's the case.
But you know who would probably know? And we're going to find out here momentarily.
It would be Mr. Mixon.
Yes.
And before we get to this long-awaited moment in this week's show, I want to remind you about DBAT down on Hardy Street, where you can go for baseball and softball training. Or you maybe could take Dima into a batting cage down there, if you know what I mean, based on what he's about to pick. They're on Hardy Street, and it is a great place to go. And also, I want to remind you that Forest Health is right here in town. They want to remind you to get an annual physical, be sure your health is as good as it can be. And when you need help, we're so fortunate to have Forest Health here. It's a beautiful, beautifully run hospital and expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. And Kelly, when you get to be mine and your age, you really appreciate places like Forest Health more and more, don't you?
Actually, I had my physical done this past week, and I'm proud to say just about all of my internal numbers are good. My blood work is good.
Nobody.
What about your weight?
Nobody's buying that.
How about your weight?
It's actually true. I'll be glad to. Now, that number is not so pretty.
Okay.
All right. My weight
at
number
least he's honest.
Is not so pretty, but my internal numbers are really good, so I'm thankful.
It's the exterior that's the problem, my friend.
Well, it starts with the face, but then, like Dima said, then they put the body on. Yeah. Look, I mean,
We develop faces for radio after a TV career.
I trust God. I know he has a plan for everyone, but it just me. It proves that he's got a sense of humor. I think I was made either Monday morning at 8 o'clock, or more likely probably Friday afternoon at 5:30.
Yeah. All right. So we're getting down here to crunch time with baseball, and there's a storied history between Southern Miss and South Alabama. So Kelly, I'm going to let you go first. Golden Eagles are playing a little better. I think we can all agree with that. Four straight wins, and that's a very positive thing. South Alabama, never easy, and they're better this year than they've been the last couple of years. A little alarming, actually. 25-16, 10-8 in the league, three straight wins, veteran coach. How do you see it playing out, Kelly?
I know that people think I'm just saying this to get on their good side, but I think the Eagles have hit their stride. I knew that the Tulane game wasn't going to be easy, but I think they've hit their stride, and I think that South Al's playing a little bit over their heads. I think the Eagles go to South Al this weekend and sweep the Jaguars.
Well, I like the pitching rotation change now. I think
with Camden Clark going Saturday.
I think you're throwing your two dogs at them on Friday and Saturday. And if that holds up, then you got Camden Sustrom. I mean, to me, on paper, it looks really good, and I kind of have that sneaky feeling. I'm going to agree with you. I kind of sense that sweep that the Golden Eagles need. Now, before we move on.
And it really doesn't matter what we think, Bob, right?
I've known.
This is all that matters.
The visitor from the East is here?
No.
Oh, no?
Oh.
But he did allow us to use his music because the visitor from Oak Grove is here.
Ah.
The man who is hiding behind sunglasses to seek.
Where's your singer?
Anonymity to his identity. What?
There it is.
Oh, there she was.
There she was. Yeah. There she was. Dima Mixon. Your prediction for the weekend.
This is so silly, but well, you got to think of two things here. Number one, South Alabama. This is a really big series for them, right? This is a chance to play Southern Miss and get back into the conversation and maybe get a 2 seed. And then for Southern Miss, like y'all are saying, it's a great way for them to start getting a little bit even more momentum onto their back end into the schedule. I think Southern Miss's pitching is the difference in all of these series, and I think they do just enough. But I'm going to say 2 out of 3. I'm not ready to go for the sweep yet, just because South Alabama is in their home stadium, and it's a big series for them. But I definitely think Southern Miss can take the series and definitely could sweep for
you
sure.
You are officially back on the bandwagon.
Well, I don't have a bandwagon. I'm a reporter.
I think a lot of Southern Miss fans are getting you your wedding gifts or your baby shower gifts maybe a little bit late, because several of them have asked me what your home address is.
Hang on. Let me tell the security. You guys can leave. He didn't predict them to lose. Okay, David.
Can I take the bulletproof vest off?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
We've released the security people, and the payroll department's happy to know we don't have to keep
how in the really world
how through the weekend.
$100,000 a year I get.
It's amazing.
Make sure I get
it's
my
amazing.
And how in the world, I know you can charter flights, like online, charter personal airline flights, but how do you get a Fort Knox truck, Bob, online out here to take
it
him?
It was very expensive, but we were very worried about his welfare.
I'm sure Ostrander funded that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And we didn't know, and some of the assistants, we didn't know. Yeah. We didn't know for sure what he was going to say, so we erred on the side of caution, I guess you could say.
I want to go a little bit further, though, and we talked a little bit about this before the show, about what it would take as far as Southern Miss hosting a regional, because I think they've got a little bit – I got the impression that I think they've got a little bit more leeway than you guys think.
All right, well, my daughter asked me that very question last night, and this is what I told her, and then you guys can tell me where I'm wrong. I think the Golden Eagles have to win the rest of the remaining series in the Sun Belt. Thank God it's not Conference USA.
Right.
And I think if they do that and then make a good presentation in the tournament, which I fully expect them to do, I think that secures the regional. What do you think?
I think they've got a little bit more leeway than that. And the other piece of the puzzle there is what is ever people that are might be just behind them in the RPI. I think it's going to depend too on what they do how they finish their seasons. But this, it seems that we say this every weekend, but because South Al is in the shadow of Southern Miss in the standings, man, this is a huge series in Mobile.
It's important.
Yeah, weekend. I mean, if Southern Miss could win this series, they're very firmly in the driver's seat for the two seed. And then, you know, with Coastal, we don't need to forget that Coastal's playing Texas State this weekend, which is a very interesting series in the fact that Texas State is basically playing for their season out in Conway. So if somehow Texas State could go over there and take one or two, you know, Southern Miss, if they were to win this series and sweep like you two were predicting, I mean, they'd be probably, what, two or three games back at that juncture from a Coastal, which if they finish two or three games back, that'd just be so sad considering they don't play each other. But yeah. But on that note, they would be right there in a chance to maybe contend for that one seed. As far as regionals go, here's what I'd say. I say two or three this weekend, you feel good about your regional chances. It's really the next two home series for me, ULM and Georgia Southern. Those two, I think, have to be sweeps to get your regional, because those teams' RPI just aren't high enough where if you were to drop a home game would hurt you more.
That's a good point.
You know, if you dropped one of those home games that would hurt you, yeah, that's going to hurt you more. I don't think necessarily you have to sweep James Madison or South Alabama, but those two home series must have sweeps to get a regional.
Is there any importance at all to the last midweek game, which would be next Tuesday down in New Orleans against Tulane?
I mean, it's a road game, so it shouldn't hurt you that much if you were to lose it, but obviously it'd be better to win it. So,
and they're a decent club.
Yeah, they almost won the other night.
Yeah, they're a decent club.
And Louisiana Monroe's no gimme anymore. You know, they used to be a cakewalk when you'd circle that schedule, and you thought end of the season against Monroe, James Madison, and Georgia Southern, as it turns out.
Well, they've definitely cooled down since the start of the season for sure, but you're right, where they're definitely improved.
Well, I think Coach Woods is right. I mean, I don't think any easy weekends are on the horizon. I think every weekend you better go ready to play, Deemer. In college baseball, anybody can beat you, and
no doubt.
You better be ready to play every time you take the field.
You know, I was looking back at past seasons, and for that James Madison trip, you know, second to last weekend, that might be the longest trip at the end of the season that I can remember Southern Miss baseball playing.
I think they're flying on a charter jet.
Well, that'd be great. But, you know, that just seems like an extremely long trip for your second to last weekend. You know, normally you do, like, for example, they did Old Dominion Easter weekend, things like that. Normally your last or one or two weekends, like last year they went to Troy, you know, or like, the you know, a few years ago they went to Louisiana, wherever it is, just all the way to Virginia for your, you know, second
is that
to
the last? Is that the last series of the year?
No, Georgia,
no,
Southern,
Georgia Southern
is the next week, and that's okay. That Georgia Southern is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then of course the tournament in Montgomery would start that next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So,
and we've talked about it some earlier in the week, but that's why this number two finish is so important, because you don't, that way you can skip your first opponent's ace.
Yeah, you know, I'm really going to be looking at who Southern Miss draws on their side of the bracket. You know, more importantly to me than the two seed, because, you know, I don't want Arkansas State on that side. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want anybody who has really good starting arms, because we've seen from Southern Miss so far that's really been their kryptonite, if you will. I mean, Arkansas State with three lefties, I mean, I don't want to see them on Southern Miss's side, you know. So I'm looking a lot on matchups, you know, for Southern Miss and whenever that bracket does shape out. And of course, with all the standings right now, it might be a who's who game until the last game.
Right.
Correct.
Because they're so jammed together.
You
there.
Might have, oh, well, we're playing this team, you know, and then the next day you're playing the eight seed or whatever.
And it's the same format, is it not, that if, let's say, Southern Miss advanced to the championship game and Coastal was obviously on the other side, that would be the only possible matchup all year would be in the championship game.
Correct.
You know, that's ridiculous.
And,
well,
yeah, and it is what it is, but I mean, my goodness.
And when it comes time for football media day, I know it's going to be football media day in July, but I'm going to ask the commissioner, you know, why you've got two teams that are consistently good and they're not scheduled to play. I mean, that's got to be corrected.
Well, I think the schedule pans out for next season that Southern Miss will go to Conway. If I'm doing the math correctly, they should be in Conway next year. So then Coastal would return the trip, I would guess.
But my point is that
there
shouldn't be any math to it.
Right. I mean, I agree with you. I'm just saying they should be on the schedule next year.
Every team. They should play every team in the conference.
One of Dima's favorite teams had quite a night last night. It's really phenomenal how many Ohio.
Well, don't say that.
I don't know. He doesn't like Ohio State.
Oh, yeah.
We got to go call the security guards again.
Yeah, he doesn't like Ohio State. But it's still phenomenal how many
yes, it is.
Players from one school got drafted.
And we called it yesterday with Patrick McGee as to who the Saints took in the first round, and they did exactly that.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about the draft when we come back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jewel Masters, that's where you go to sell your gold and jewelry. Marty Vick's waiting on you. He's got cold, hard cash in his safe, and he will pass that right along to you. You'll get the best price anywhere, anywhere you go. You'll find nothing better than Jewel Masters, and that's because nobody's done it longer than Marty Vick, and we sure appreciate all that they do. MCS Home Center, going to remind you every day now, beat one of the first 2,000 people when Southern Miss squares off against Louisiana Monroe, and none other than Scott Berry is going to hand out 2,000 MCS Home Center t-shirts at that baseball game. So that's going to be fun.
And for you full-figured guys, they've got you covered, literally.
Yeah, they got all sizes.
Yes.
They do. Hey, and finally, I want to remind you, if you're looking for a great place to go eat tonight or maybe Sunday after church, where would you go, Kelly, after church Sunday?
Boy, it's a tough one, but a movie star would be right at the top of my list.
That would be it. Can you think of a better way to spend a Sunday than go to church, go across the movie star, have a delicious buffet, and then go home and take a long Sunday afternoon nap?
Yeah, I become a Seventh-day horizontalist.
Yes. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Now, lunch at the movie star will make you long for your recliner about an hour yeah. afterwards, will it not?
And there's nothing wrong with
that. No, there's nothing wrong with
it. Get the Eagles on ESPN Plus.
Oh, man, what better way to spend a Sunday afternoon? 25 yeah. years serving the Pine Belt, family-owned and operated. As I'm happy to say, everybody is that sponsors this show, and that's the way we like it. That's the way we like it. Okay, fellas, NFL draft last night. I just think phenomenal how many NFL football players Ohio State produces, and what was the number last night?
4 out of the top 11.
Isn't that crazy? You pointed out to me last night that 4 Ohio State kids were drafted, 1 SEC player.
That is correct.
But Dima doesn't
ooh,
like Ohio
ooh,
State.
That he just stings.
I'm
it?
Neutral. I'm neutral yeah. to every
I thought,
team.
Wait a minute. Let's go back. I thought it meant more.
Well,
it doesn't.
It really doesn't. It
used, maybe not the draft.
I want to say something about Fernando Mendoza, though, who went number one overall.
Who's that? From Indiana.
Indiana, right. Big Ten, by the way. Yeah, so, you know, there's a clip on Twitter of him getting – if anybody's listening to this show and understands like Fernando Mendoza and the way he conducts himself in interviews, you know, he's
first
like
class.
He almost is like a ChatGPT robot. You know, he'll be like, "We're one collective unit trying to drive down the field, and we're just wanting to win for the University of Indiana. Go Hoosiers!" You know, or whatever it is, and it's just like so scripted. It's hilarious, but that's just who he is. He's not trying to do that. So then last night, you know, it showed a video of him getting his phone call that said he was drafted, and like his ringtone was like, you know, that little like. Dum, 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 dum. You know, it's just like the silliest ringtone, and so it's going like viral on Twitter right now. That's like
the way.
Of course, that's his ringtone.
Hang on, he stayed home, didn't he? Last
yeah,
night, I guess
he wanted to be with his mom. Which,
his
if you
mom.
Don't know that story, it's
she's
just
got
phenomenal.
Multiple sclerosis.
The way that you were impersonating him, Dima, he almost sounds like a political leader that we have in this country.
Yeah. He's little. Just a wonderful example of what you would hope college athletics would
and
be.
And yesterday, huh? Patrick McGee
here,
with a...
Listen, it here.
Okay.
That's the number one draft choice in the National Football League.
Well, Patrick McGee on the show yesterday, as you remember, Bob, we talked about whether they would go with Carnell Tate as a wide receiver, also out of Ohio State, or if they would go with Jordan Tyson, the wide receiver out of Arizona State. And they took Tyson. You know, Tate wasn't available, the wide receiver. But Dima, you kind of think that maybe if the Saints were to go another way, that there was maybe one of the best
players. I cannot believe they didn't get Caleb Downs. I mean, he's right there for them.
The safety.
Which is the safety out of Ohio State. Probably the best player that I've ever seen play football. And that's not just me saying that because Ohio State. Dallas did, which he's going to be great at Dallas. But but I mean, he's probably the best football player that I've ever watched. And then, of course, the Saints went with Jordan Tyson. I think they were originally going to go with Carnell Tate, but Carnell Tate kind of surprised going up. I think he was fourth, right?
Yeah.
So it was kind of – I think they were originally going with him, but it went down to Tyson. The only reason I don't like going wide receiver in first round is because I think your options, unless it's just a star, you know, like Jeremiah Smith will be next year, but you know, your options in the second round of a wide receiver can't be that big of a drop off from the first round. So I don't know why you wouldn't. You can just never have enough good defensive players in the NFL, in my opinion. So,
but the shocker undoubtedly was the Alabama quarterback going to the Rams, right?
Very
shocking. If you've seen the video of Sean McVay, it is priceless. Yeah.
And you know, his dad, Ty Simpson's dad, is from Ellisville and played at Southern Miss, was on the Southern Miss roster 1 year.
Seriously?
Yeah, Jason Simpson, who initially committed to Mississippi State. I think he was there for 2 years, and he was at Southern Miss, I think, 1 year. Before then, he was the head coach at Tennessee Martin, I think, the Skyhawks.
Well, you know, I can kind of see both sides of that, though. I mean, I don't know how good the kid is, but, you know, they have a great quarterback in Matthew Stafford. The three of us were talking before the show. He's as good as there is in the league. But he's 39 years old,
right?
You know, so
right.
He's how many more years is he going to play? And I guess the plan is to groom this kid. And I think I read something where McVay said that last night, is that he told Matthew Stafford, the job's yours as long as you want to continue playing. So,
but it's still, to pick a quarterback that high, you've got to almost be a generational talent, you know. And I don't know if Ty is or isn't. But
do you think, Dima?
Huh?
You think that Alabama kid's a generational-type quarterback?
No, I do not. I do not at all. Hey, real quick, news and notes. Louisiana Tech and Conference USA did reach a settlement today. So Louisiana Tech in the Sun Belt on July 1st.
I think that's good news.
And softball hosting South Alabama. Game one tonight in a three-game series. And South Al right there with Southern Miss in the standings in softball as well.
And let me repeat, Dima predicted the Golden Eagles to win the series. So please be kind to him if you see him in public.
And he does not like Ohio State.
No, he hates them.
I have to get my bulletproof vest back on now.
Yes, he doesn't like Ohio. Whoever said he liked Ohio State? Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.